Some Arizona firefighters are fighting more than fires. They're also fighting their cities. In 2017, state lawmakers passed a bill expanding the list of cancers legally presumed to be the result of firefighters' workplace conditions. But some firefighters are struggling to have their workers' compensation claims approved after a diagnosis. Katie Campbell with the Arizona Capital Times has written about this and joins us to talk more about it. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
So what is the problem here? Firefighters are being diagnosed with certain types of cancers which should be qualifying them for workman's comp, and then cities are declining these?
That's correct. So there are about 20 different forms of cancer that should be covered. In black and white, they are covered in law as they should be presumed to be a result of workplace conditions. Fires aren't exactly the healthiest environment for a human being. So when they go into these fires, there are carcinogens being released in the air. And, you know, after prolonged exposure over years, over many fires, they may result in a severe form of cancer. And so when they expanded this law, a lot of firefighters thought, great, if this happens to me, I at least know I have this financial stability, I can file this workers' compensation claim, and I'm good to go. Except that's not how it's turned out. I've spoken to quite a few firefighters in the last week or two who have told me that they thought they had this clear-cut case, they went to their cities, and they were denied. And that really is the big question. It's why this is happening. And they are able, the cities are able to try to submit a preponderance of evidence to say, no, we don't think this is connected to the work. But that evidence seems to be lacking in a lot of the firefighters' eyes.
Yeah, I think the how and the why are the big questions here. I mean, if these types of cancers are in the law as being legally presumed to be part of, you know, fighting fires and being in those unhealthy conditions, how are cities justifying not paying the claims?
So basically, it seems to have come down to a particular doctor's testimony that there just isn't a solid link, that he couldn't track down an absolute link between the fires and these diseases. And what's kind of interesting about that is firefighters will keep meticulous records of these things. You know, they'll note that they were exposed to X number of carcinogens or this kind of chemical or this happened in this case. And so some firefighters have even been asked to try to pinpoint a fire in which they got the exposure that led to their disease, which is nearly impossible to do. So a lot of these guys are just confused at this point. And they're coming to me and asking, you know, how could this be? Because they tell me these firefighters, they're straightforward kind of guys and women who think that if something is in the law, that's the way it should be. But now the way they're seeing it is we're getting politics and lawyers involved, and it's just not having the effect that lawmakers intended 2 years ago.
Well, so what are these firefighters doing? I mean, they think they're going to get their medical treatments and costs covered. They have to figure out where to come up with the money. Are they trying to fight back, or are they bringing in lawyers to try to get these claims, the decisions reversed?
Absolutely. At least the ones I've spoken to have. They have tried to appeal, but then the appeals don't seem to be going anywhere either. We are aware of at least one case in Phoenix that was reversed, Brian Beck Jr., after the state attorney general's office sent a letter to cities basically saying, remember, guys, you're supposed to be doing this. The Phoenix City Council took Brian Beck's case back up, and they reversed their decision. They accepted his claim. But that's just one of many cases out there. And this isn't just happening in Phoenix. I've spoken to firefighters in Casa Grande and in Flagstaff all over the state. So these cases are seem to be pretty roundly being denied. And we're not hearing about a whole lot of reversals, which just, you know, leads them with more financial obligations legally, leaves them with more questions and a lot more stress while they're trying to battle, in a lot of cases, life-threatening diseases.
Katie, how big of a PR problem could this become for cities?
I mean, you know, it's hard to say. I think right now we're waiting to see how the Attorney General's office goes forward exactly. You know, they can't represent individuals, but, you know, the possibility of a class action case has been put on the table. We've spoken to the Attorney General's office. But everyone's trying to figure out what the obligations are, what exactly is happening here, and what was ever accomplished with this law. But as we saw in 2017, and as we're kind of seeing now, these firefighters are willing to organize and they're willing to make their cases known. So I would be surprised if this is the last thing we hear on this.
All right. That is Katie Campbell with the Arizona Capital Times. Katie, thanks.
Thank you.